at night. Many a moon come and shine a light. Taking her clothes off, it break my mind. Taking her clothes off, gon' take off mine. What's so bad, it's like I'm out of time.
Hello, cocktail lovers. Welcome to Paris Cocktail Talk, the show brought to you by the 52 Martinis Guide to Paris Cocktail Bars. I'm Forrest Collins, and I'm here to talk to you about the trends and traditions of drinking in France. And so this month in the studio, we have Jérôme Delort, who we're going to talk to a little bit about Armagnac. We've talked about Armagnac in the show before, but there's some interesting specificities to his, and we're going to dive a little bit deeper into that, talk to him about how to appreciate it, and maybe, of course, come up with a little cocktail of the month. So, Jérôme, thank you for speaking with me today. How are you?
I'm okay. And you?
I'm great. I'm very good. It's sunny today for a change, so I'm in good spirits.
And I am, of course, I am in Gascony, so the sun shine very well, and I'm very happy.
Oh, very good. I know it's probably even nicer down there. I'm up around Normandy at the moment. So welcome to the show. Why don't you just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and maybe a little bit, just give them a brief intro to the Armagnac Delort.
So I'm Jérôme Delort. I am near to be 42. And I work for our company since 24 years. At the beginning, I start to sell Schweppes Indian tonic in the supermarket, and one day I told to my father I'm ready to go, so we start for the generation number 4, because we are a family company. For us, it's very 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 important. The first was my great grandfather Prosper Delort, then my grandfather and his brother, then my father and his brother. And as I told you, since more than 20 years, my brother and me, we share the job. My brother is in charge of the product and on the quality of the product, and I'm in charge of the rest, so means the business mainly.
That's excellent. It's really, like, I love to see these family businesses continuing from generation.
And so we do only Armagnac, and we start from the vineyard to the market, can say, from the vineyard to the cocktail.
And I know my listeners should know this, but sometimes we've got new listeners on. Can you just explain very quickly to any listeners who might not know what makes Armagnac Armagnac?
Armagnac, in a few words, is a AOC from Gascony, is a white wine distilled and age in French oak barrel. This is the minimum that I can say.
And I think that's exactly what they need to know. So I think that it's been interesting to me to watch maybe Armagnac sort of refine its place in France. I don't feel like, except maybe if we're talking about in the Southwest, I don't feel like people drink it as much as they should because it's such a beautiful product. What's your feeling on that, on sort of the French perception of Armagnac?
I think that but maybe 10 years before, Armagnac was I'm looking for the word, very old thing, not very mm-hmm. funny. It was the spirit of the grandfather. We never speak about history, we never speak about aromas. So we are very old, not on the market. And since maybe 5-6 years, we everybody understands, not everybody, but the specialists, and understand that we have a real history. We are a real product, and with a lot of aromas. So the idea of Armagnac slowly changed. Now, yeah, we hope that we could be fashion, but we work for that.
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's the case with a lot of spirits. They have these cycles where they're popular, and then nobody really wants to drink what their parents or maybe their grandparents drank.
Yeah.
And they get these, but, you know, now we're coming full circle again. What do you think have been the driving forces in bringing Armagnac back to this kind of spotlight, where it's something that's starting to be seen and perceived as something that's cool and interesting and worthwhile? What's made that happen?
I think that the French, if we speak about the French, we drink a lot of whiskey and all the spirits that came from out of France. But now the French understand that we have a real three products could be Calvados, Cognac, and Armagnac. We do this product since long generations, and means that the French say, oh, maybe I'm going to stop to drink something as it could be a gin or whiskey. We have real products in France, and so they back to the Armagnac, and when they taste for the first time, they say, wow, but this is incredible. So the way we need to put Armagnac in the glasses for everybody, and they say, you have to taste. And if they taste, of course, if they love the spirits, if they taste the aromas of the Armagnac, could be the key of the success.
I fully agree with that. I think that France has such a long history of distillation and such a know-how and such beautiful products, specifically those three I'm a big fan of that you mentioned, the Calvados, the Cognac, and the Armagnac, that it will be really good to allow people to rediscover the beauty of the history and the spirit's knowledge here. So I'm glad that people are taking up that cause and we're seeing a shift in this. Now,
What is incredible, we do some tasting, and what we love is when the young girls, young could be 20 years, girls and boys say, wow, this is nice. And we are very proud of that. We are not a spirit for old guys. You understand? We love to be fashion with the new generations.
Yeah, and I love that too. I mean, I think just the word that you said, you're proud of it, that's exactly what came to my mind when you were talking about the word pride. I was thinking when you were talking about the younger generation tasting this and experiencing this and being able to have pride in the heritage of the country through a spirit. So I think that's very cool. Why don't you tell us a little bit specifically about your Armagnac and what makes it different or special or sets it apart from other Armagnacs?
Yeah, we have. So I told you that we go on all the steps of the Armagnac. So we grow 60 hectares of vineyard with now we have five different grape varieties and one part of organic. So we work a lot on the quality of the grapes and on the quality of the wine. This is the job of my brother. And then something that is not often in the Armagnac, we use two kinds of alambics. We have two single alambics, the traditional Armagnac distilled, Armagnac alambics, and we use the double distillation. It was my grandfather that bought the two alambics in the year 70. And we use it for the Blanche d'Armagnac. For us is 100% double distillation and 100% Colombard. Then after we do the best that we can, we like to do something that is drinkable. We do the best. You know, you can imagine our name is our brand. So each time we put a bottle on the market, on the tables, on the glasses, we love that the guy or the girl say, wow, it's nice. What can I say? We think that the key of the success of the Armagnac is to do something young and beautiful. So we don't have to wait 20 or 25 years to put an Armagnac in the bottle. We love that to put in the glasses something that is 4 years. So for that, we need to have the best wine, to control the distillation, to use new oak. This is a small thing that made a beautiful aromas and a beautiful success. It's small, small part, slowly and slowly, that we put the quality in the glasses.
Interesting. I want to also circle back to something you mentioned earlier about doing some organic practices with your grapes in your vineyards. Is that something that's talked about and done regularly in Armagnac? Are the practices predominantly organic, or is this just something that you're starting to introduce?
No, it's slowly and slowly. Some of my colleagues did since maybe 20 years, but a few part. In our case, we start for the organic wine 2 years ago, and with a specific grape variety that is called Baco. Baco is a grape variety that is very resistant. I'm not sure of the word.
Resistant, that's the word, yeah.
Yeah, resistant. So we have, in our case, we have 5 hectares of Baco, and this is a organic Baco. Yeah, and the idea of organic can, I don't, it's good for the rest of the vineyards. It means that we are not obliged to do only a chemical, I don't know the English, treatment.
Exactly.
Yeah. After, we need to be careful, because in Gascony, we have a lot of attacks of mildew, when it's raining and the sun is coming, you can understand if it's done two times by week, it's difficult sometimes to have organic vineyards. So we need to have a good balance.
Yeah, I think that's a nice approach, sort of a hybrid approach that allows you to control the minimum amount that you need, but also allow for organic processes as much as possible. So interesting. Now, I see more and more in the whiskey world and in cognac and Armagnac, the white versions of the spirits. Can you talk to the listeners a little bit about your Armagnac Blanche?
Yeah, Armagnac Blanche is an AOC that everybody before, if I start, everybody did Armagnac Blanc because it's the beginning of the product. But we decided 25 years ago to go on AOC. Not everybody, maybe 5 to 10 producers decide to make Blanche d'Armagnac and to put in the same bottle. It was the idea. And 10 years ago, we received, when I say we, is the Armagnac, is not we the law. We receive some barman, not barman, I don't know the English, cocktail guys. Mm-hmm. From South Korea, London, and maybe US, and they say, but your product, your Blanche d'Armagnac, is incredible. To have something clear spirit with this kind of aromas is very incredible. So all the producers say, oh, means that our product could be something beautiful, something new, something that the barman and the customer can love. Yes, so we everybody relook the bottles. So now we can have, maybe I think that we are maybe more than 30 producers that do the clear Armagnac. In our case, my brother start to we use double distillation, because to keep the fruit of the wine is better in our case to use double distillation. So we always do Armagnac Blanche with double distillation. And at the beginning, we start with a tank of Colombard, a tank of wine of Colombard, a tank of wine of Uniblanc, and each time the winner was Colombard. So we decide to make Blanche d'Armagnac 100% of Colombard, 100% of double distillation. This is our recipe. There is not a lot of colleagues that do Blanche d'Armagnac with Colombard. Often is done with Folle Blanche, maybe with Uniblanc. This is our recipe. And often when there is a Blanche d'Armagnac competition, we are in the in the number one, number two, and number three on the tasting. So we are proud of that.
Yeah.
And with the Blanche, we can enter to the cocktail party. On the French market, when we do some parties with Armagnac Blanc, Blanche d'Armagnac, and Standard Armagnac, everybody, no, not everybody, but 70% go on the Blanche d'Armagnac to do a cocktail.
Yeah, I do think that the kind of my entry into this world of spirits that are normally aged, and so, you know, they're normally brown, like whiskey was whiskey. So my intro to this was white whiskey. And I wasn't really that keen on it. I kind of didn't feel like it expressed as much. However, I have recently become a very big fan of eau de vie. So these spirits that are distilled from fruit, that is the Blanche. That I've had some Calvados recently, and it really expresses the flavor of the apples. And I think you get a lot of really great aromas as well in Armagnac. So primarily, was your motivation for doing this to break into the cocktail world, or do you also drink this the Blanche alone? Tell me a little bit more about that inspiration.
When my brother did Blanche, the world of the cocktail in France didn't exist. So the Blanche that he did, it could be a drink like just as a Blanche. As I told you, it's a good way to enter in the cocktail party. When we do a local party, we can with the same people, they can drink six bottles of Blanche of Armagnac and maybe half a bottle of Standard Armagnac. So it means that if we want to up the volumes, we need to go in the cocktails. I understood that the cognac 80 or something like that, 80 to 70% of the cognac is drink by in cocktails. So it means that Armagnac now we just are in 20% of the volume that we can sell. So I think that we need to go to the cocktail. And if we go to the cocktail, cocktail say that Armagnac could be something fashion. Is a way to think to see that too.
Yeah, I absolutely think that it can. And I think that they're not the same product, but you know, they're kind of the same idea. Cognac is so successful in cocktails. It's really a cornerstone of a lot of really classic cocktails. So I would love to see Armagnac kind of make its way in there. Because maybe you know of some classic cocktails that use Armagnac, I'm thinking, but I know we're going to talk about your cocktail selection later. So yeah, I'd love to see that. Now, in terms of who is drinking your cognac, is it primarily distributed in France, or do you send it outside of France? Oh, sorry, your Armagnac. Sorry.
Yeah. Thanks. Armagnac. In the year 2023, we did 80% of the turnover on export market, and it's about 90% of the volume. So it's we are not Armagnac could be 40-45% on the French market and the rest on export. So in our case, we export on 35 countries. And I think that the key of the success of the Armagnac is go outside of the France. But our French market is big too, because we work with wine shops. And you can find our Armagnac is more than 600 shops. So it means that our French market is a good market too.
Well, excellent. So I'll put that information in the show notes, so people who are listening to our show and in France can head to their local shops to find it. And if people are listening, they're outside of France and they want to get a bottle of it, can they order it from your site online, or do they find it?
Online, it's just for the French market, because there is a lot of taxes and to do export. To if a standard guy or want to buy an Armagnac Delors from, I don't know, from UK, it's, you need to pass to an importer. So yeah, no, it's not possible to buy from our website an Armagnac if you live in Belgium or outside of France.
Okay.
But as we have 35 countries with importer, if you are looking for an Armagnac Delors in your country, you can find.
Perfect. You can find. Now, once somebody finds a bottle of Armagnac Delors, how would you recommend that they best enjoy it? Just straight? How should they drink it?
Depends what kind of Armagnac do you find. If you have an Armagnac of our 25 years old, I think it's better to drink just maybe with a part of chocolate, something like that. Not with cocktail. After, if you find a bottle of VSOP that is 6 years old, you can both drink alone or drink with cocktail.
Okay.
Depends of you.
Okay, great. Good, good. Is there anything else that you think the listeners should know about the Armagnac Delors or your process of making it or anything that we haven't covered so far?
I can see that we love Armagnac and we speak Armagnac all the times with my brother. This is the key of the success. We love it. We love to tasting, to promote. Is our life. But I think that you can see on our bottle. This is the handwriting of my father. There is a real, I don't know, is our passion. That's it.
That's good. That's great.
We never work. You understand?
Yeah.
It's just that, and to work with your brother is something that is incredible. It's,
yeah.
It's something that we need to feel.
Yes. Well, I think that you're very fortunate to be in that position. Many people would like to feel like they're never working when they're working. And I really like to hear when people have that kind of passion behind their product because, you know, there's so much out there that's not great. It's really nice to know people are putting their heart and their soul into something that they want to share with people.
I like to say that when we sell Armagnac to on the export market, but this is a part of France. It's not, we are not just a product. We have an history. This is when you drink an Armagnac bottle, you drink an Armagnac, this is a part of French history. It's not just a product.
Oh, definitely. It's kind of it's generations of history and distillation know-how and a little bit of France. Yeah. I love that. Well, why don't you tell us? I know you've got a cocktail of the month for us, and why don't you share the recipe with our listeners?
A kind of cocktail, maybe something that everybody is going to understand. We can have an Armagnac mule, or Gascony mule. It's with a VSOP. It works. After. We have something that we love, but it could be more difficult to find. We mixed Blanche d'Armagnac with Edelflower sparkling water, a little bit of lemon and ice. It works too.
Okay.
So this is the two cocktails that when we do cocktails, when we do ourselves, we do one with the clear Armagnac, Blanche d'Armagnac, and one with the VSOP.
I really like that. So a mule with the VSOP and then sparkling elderflower water with the Blanche.
It works.
That's great. Well, I'll put a recipe for that in the show notes for both of them. And I think, you know, listeners might remember I had somebody on the show and name is escaping me, but who's from that region down there who makes sparkling elderflower and also a combination of elderflower and ginger that comes from around Gascony.
Do you know the woman that do that?
Yeah, not far from you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
I know her.
Yeah, she's been on the show.
She's from UK. And
Exactly.
yeah.
Now I feel terrible because name is escaping me, and she's got beautiful bottling. And I will remember, and I will put that information in the show notes as well because her products are beautiful. And I think that's a really great idea. I love that the blanche and the elderflower idea.
We try to mix the blanche with a lot of soda, something, and the best recipe is with this product from this woman.
Excellent. Well, can you tell the listeners maybe where they can follow along online at your Instagram handle, or if it's better on Facebook, where can they find you if they want to follow?
You can find our my this is the question, sorry.
Just where can people find you online?
Everywhere. Could be Facebook, Instagram, X, and we think about TikTok, but it's quite easy to find some beautiful picture, and you can find what we do week by week in our small company.
Excellent. Well, with that, I think we're getting close to the end of our half hour. So I'm going to say thank you so much for
Welcome.
joining us. This has been a real pleasure for me to talk to you about this and learn a little bit more about another Armagnac. And with that, I will say thanks to World Radio Paris for editing and production, and thanks to you listeners for tuning in or downloading or listening wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what we're doing, I ask you to please leave a review. And until next time, please drink responsibly, and cheers.
Shiver by.